Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an adaptation of the best-selling thriller called The Girl on the Train.
Yes, it's made from that book by Paula Hawkins, and it's about a divorced alcoholic woman who gets herself involved in a missing persons investigation.
Yeah, this is one of those unreliable narrator stories where she may have or may not have seen a crime out of the window of the train that she commutes on every day. And of course, her alcoholism plays into this as well. You know, Emily Blunt is great. And
she spends the
biggest part of this 112-minute movie in tears.
Well, I just thought it was very convincing in terms of showing what an alcoholic goes through in terms of blackouts and self-doubt. And it also reminded me of that film Rear Window by Hitchcock.
Sure.
And so just as Rachel's blackouts leave her confused and wanting to know what she really saw and trying to figure out this mystery, the movie audience is doing the same thing.
Right. And the only problem that I had was that as it progresses, it becomes progressively sillier. And there are a lot of unintended laughs in this movie.
Well, and there were just so many interwoven characters that you lost track. And the time frames of when one incident was happening, hard to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this movie would have really benefited from the Hitchcock touch. You
yes.
brought up Rear Window, and had he been at the helm of this movie, it might have worked a lot better than it did.
Yes.
As it is, it's trashy, but a little bit kind of fun because of the cast.
Well, I will say this. It was easier to follow than the book.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.